We're very happy with the turnout of people today. We're in Mashona and East. People are coming out in numbers to support, particularly the countryside. This is an impressive thing for us because it's a clear sign that Zimbabweans want change. Zimbabwe is expecting change as soon as yesterday. We're very worried, of course, by the escalating cases of politically motivated violence. Just 40 of our members have been arrested in Harare, 10 in Chitungwiza, and 2 from Mashona and East. Which is a worrying thing because we are just 7 days from the election and we don't expect such things to be happening. Again, we have been in the High Court. We expect that we finish the bilateral conversation with the Commission as per the details of the High Court in relation to the voters' roll and polling station distribution across the country, because the voters' roll is at the center of elections in this country, and therefore it is per the requisite changes of the law, both the Constitution and the Electoral Act, that political parties and contesting parties must be given the voters' roll, and that's why we have went to the court. Thirdly, we have also obviously been worried about the postal voting, where voters, particularly in the security forces, 18,000 of them have been commanded to vote in front of their superiors. So such command voting is problematic because it voids the freeness and choice of the voters, who are police officers, soldiers, and of course prison officers.
You mentioned the arrest on Tuesday of members of the opposition. What is the status now?
They are going to court tomorrow with the special lawyers and look out so that we make sure that they are given bail tomorrow and they are able to reunite with the other campaigners so that we continue with our programs.
The police said that they were arrested because they contravened provisions of the Maintenance of Order and Peace Act. Can you shed light on this?
It's a criminal abuse of the police force by ZANU-PF, because what that does, it creates acrimony in the country, it creates animosity, and it's a clear indication of an animal farm kingdom where there is a law for ZANU-PF and the law for the rest of us, because ZANU-PF is continuing to use door-to-door and car rallies. Though they are not acceptable to the people, but they're doing so freely, and only the alternative and CCC is not allowed to do their activities.